That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. From experience that it's always wise to avoid the wrong combination of foods. Now, I know it's easy to eat unwisely when you have a wide choice of different foods and they all look so good. But what about disagreeable acid indigestion, which is almost sure to follow? Well, that's where Alka-Seltzer comes in. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of prompt relief that's hard to beat. It helps soothe an upset jittery stomach. It helps sweeten an acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. Yes, there's nothing quite like it. For don't forget, only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. You can get its fast relief in any drugstore. Remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. So ask your druggist for a large economical 60-cent package today. Then, when wrong combinations of food lead to acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store. Lum has some plans for his partner.
Law books? What in the world do you want me to read your law books for?
Well, I think you ought to know something about the statutes of Pine Ridge if you're going to run it.
I ain't going to run Pine Ridge. Elizabeth is. Her and all them other women folks.
Yeah, but unless I've lost my reasoning, they're just about to give that up.
Well, I don't see how you figure that.
Why, it's plain as day. Any idiot can see that.
They can, huh?
I seen it right away.
Yeah, but you're more of an idiot than I are. Let's see what I mean there. No.
Well, here's the whole thing, Abner. The women folks is finding out now that there just ain't no match for us men when it comes to government junk and all that. They're beginning to realize that they just ain't got the brains for it.
Well, I don't know, Lum, but I doubt if they'd see eye to eye with you on that statement.
Well, what else can they think? Here they tried to pass some laws that would stop all loafing in town and get shut of Kitty, the lady barber, but no matter what they done, us men figured out some way to get around them.
Yeah, we did that all right.
Kitty's still working down there at Moses' barbershop, and I believe there's actually more loafing going on right now than there was before.
Yeah.
So there's just one conclusion you can come to, Abner. The women has met their match, and they know their whip.
Well, I wish I could believe you on that, Lum. Tell you, I'm just getting sick and tired of doing all the cooking and the housework and the mending and all that over there. Special when I just don't get no thanks at all for it.
Well, all that'll soon be done with.
You don't know how much it would mean to me, Lum, if just one time she'd say, "Oh, my goodness, Abner, these dumplings is wonderful. Oh, my, Abner, how clean you keep your kitchen floor looking." But no, from her, not a word.
Well, I wouldn't feel too bad about it, Abner. Some wives just take their husbands for granted.
They do, huh? I tell you, these women, Lum, just don't realize how much work there is to keeping a house looking neat.
No, they don't.
She thinks all I have to do is just sit around and eat peanut brittle.
Yeah, well, Abner, in just a few more days, I think...
I tell you, it's just enough to break a man's little heart in two.
Yeah, sure. But, Abner, if you just...
Sometimes I just don't know how much longer I can put up with it, Lum.
Well, look, Abner, old friend, if...
Don't even kiss me goodbye before she goes to the office. Just give me a little peck and wreck it out the front door.
Yeah, well, the way to look at it is...
It's cruel, that's what it is. Mom, cruel. Has to work at the office practical every night. Oh, you'd think she'd hard board me instead of marrying me.
Yeah, well...
I'm just a half a mind to pack up my duds and go to Tennessee and live with Papa.
Oh, now, Abner, you don't have to do that.
I'm going to do it, Mom. I'm going to do it. I can tell now why my mama cried so hard when we was married. So, if Elizabeth wants me, why, she can just come there to Tennessee and get me. I'm through with things where they are. That's all there is to it. I'm done.
Now, wait. You get yourself worked up over nothing at all.
Nothing? You call this nothing?
Well, now, calm yourself down. It ain't as bad as you think.
Oh, man.
What you ought to do is get away from the house and the store once in a while.
I'd love to get away from it for good.
Go down to the barber shop.
Down to the barber shop?
Yeah, it'll do you good down there.
Oh. You think I ought to?
Why, sure. I said so, didn't I?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you reckon it'd be all right?
What do you mean, be all right? Of course it would.
Oh. Has my hair growed out any?
No. After that last haircut Elizabeth gave you, you ain't got nothing but a stubble field on top of your head.
Yeah, it looks like it's cut with a mower too close to the ground, too.
Well, the way it's chopped up there, looks like you beat it off with a wet rope.
I wish you had a...
But you could get a shampoo. No, it'd be a waste of soap with this little hair as you got right now.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'll not go. Just forget it.
No, you got to do it, Abner.
Stay home and slave.
I know. You're afraid Elizabeth will find out. So she's more likely told you to keep out of that place or she'd walk you on.
Well, Sam warned her that word, but she sort of did get that idea across to me.
That's what I believe you're scared of her.
Huh?
Would you fight her if she'd make your way?
No, sir. No, sir. She won't fight fair at Elizabeth.
Pitch up stuff.
Why, she'll throw anything at you she can get her hands on.
Well, now, that's just why you've got to go down there. Stand up for your rights. Don't let her boss you around.
Don't, huh?
Say your things are going to change around this town.
Oh. Well, I reckon I could get a shave.
Of course you could. Now you're talking. Now go on down there. I'll watch the store.
A fella ought to keep himself looking neat, ortin', well shaved and all that.
Why, naturally you ought to.
For business reasons.
Sure. Abner, you don't need to study up no excuses to go down there and have Kitty shave you. Just go on down there and do it. Go on. Don't just stand there looking silly.
Does it tickle when she shaves
you? Oh, for goodness sake.
But you know how ticklish I am.
Abner, go on down there before I throw you out of the store. Now, go on.
Yeah, all right, I'm going. I'll go. Just hope I ain't making a mistake.
Well, you ain't, but hurry back, because I want you to read up on how to be mayor.
Hurry up, Pop. You're next here.
Hey, go on, Abner. She means you.
Oh.
Get up in the chair, Abner. Stand there and giggle.
Yeah, come on, Shorty, or shall I lift you?
Oh, no, thank you. No, don't lift me. I can make it all right.
Yeah, she gets joshing you,
Abner. Oh. I'll have to pump this elevator up to where I can see you.
You won't like him after you look at him.
How tall are you, anyway?
Oh, I don't know, hardly.
You ain't related to Snappy Smith, are you?
Snappy, no. Now, on my mama's side, there was a Smithfield. Mark Smithfield, his name was. He married Callie. Well, that's my mama's sister. He moved over in Mississippi, who it was.
Oh, you're cute. Well, what'll it be, Snuffy? A clip, a snipper, a scrape?
Mom.
Well, what do you want?
Oh, well, I want a shave, please, Mom.
Famous last words. Well, while I'm whipping up some lather, you better jot down your nearest of kin.
Oh, my. Could I borrow your pencil there?
Oh, stop. Now, just lay your little head back and gather the lather. You ain't been in here before, have you, Snuffy?
Oh, well.
You better close your mouth, kid, or you'll get your tonsils whitewashed.
Oh, excuse me.
What I want to know is, where did you get that haircut?
Why,
I... Like you got your head caught in a lawnmower. Did you?
No, Mom, we ain't got a lawnmower.
Oh, you're a chick.
Huh?
Come on, tell me. Who gave you that off-the-head hairdo?
You mean who cut it?
Yeah, I guess you can call it that if you say it real fast. Who shared you?
Why,
Oh, I forget now.
I don't doubt it. He must have been unconscious at the time.
His woman done it, that's
Grandpap, you hush up.
His woman done it to keep him out of here.
She never done no such thing. She never done it.
Well, what did she use, an egg beater?
No, Mom, she used a regular pair of scissors. Bowl and scissors, that's why.
Well, tell her to use an egg beater next time. I think she could get it evener that way.
Well, I don't see how you could do it with an egg beater. Is that something new?
Yep, it's the latest thing out, kid.
Well,
no, still now, because you're going under the knife.
The knife? Oh, my goodness,
a knife. Straight edge. No, now don't get so excited. Just pull your eyes back in their sockets and relax.
Oh.
For the holy sake, look who's heading over this way.
Oh, who is it, the Marine?
Oh, it's Miss Quincy. She's one of the outer women.
Tell her there's two ahead of her.
And that's Uncle Henry Lunsford with her. He's a town marshal.
Well, business is taken up.
Yeah, looks to me like Miss Quincy's got blood in her eye, too. Better watch out, Miss Kitty.
Now what? If those old biddies have cooked up something else to louse up business, I'm going to turn in my gym bloomers and blow.
Well, don't worry, Miss Kitty. I'll protect you. You can depend on me. I'll tell them two things so.
All right, Uncle Henry, come on in here. Get in here and do your duty.
Oh, now, Miss Quincy.
Hurry up. I ain't got all day.
Just a minute. What's going on here?
Who's that, Milford Spears? Come on, Henry. Read the new law.
Oh, all right. Statute number 118, 341, section 8.
Everybody listen now.
Be it hereby known that beginning now and continuing henceforth, it is unlawful and punishable thereby for any male citizen in the town of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, to have his hair cut, sheared, or clipped, or shampooed, or his whiskers shaved by any woman except his legal married wife.
All right. Fair. Well, come on, Uncle Henry. Do your duty. There's a violator sitting right there in that chair, Abner Peabody.
Now, just a minute here now.
Come on, arrest him. You've got the lather on his face. What more evidence do you need?
Oh, I ain't a-gonna do it, Miss Quincy.
What's that?
I ain't a-gonna enforce no dad blame law like that. I ain't a-gonna do it. Here, take my badge. I'm a-quitting.
You and me both, brother.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing, Miss Kitty?
I'm packing up my Tinker Toys, Gramp. All the rotten deals I've ever had, this is it.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Miss Kitty. What about my shave?
Just keep that lather on, Snuffy, and if you're ever in Kansas City, look me up.
Well, at last, the town's first ladies have enacted a law with teeth in it. More teeth than they anticipated. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, at the first sign of a cold, this is good advice. Do what you can when you're catching colds to keep that cold from taking hold. You know, surveys show that you'll be lucky to escape a cold this season. That's why it's wise to listen to this sound advice and then do something about it. Now, many thousands of people use Alka-Seltzer because it can give comforting relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. Here's how you can do it. Just follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest. Dress warmly, eat wisely, and stay out of draft. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for the raw, raspy throat, which often goes with a cold. It's soothing and effective. So make sure you have plenty on hand. Get a large economical package from your druggist. Then follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.